Macmillan Audio presents Blue Heaven by C.J. Box. Read for you by John Bedford Lloyd. Day 1, Friday. In countries where associations are free, secret societies are unknown. In America, there are factions, but no conspiracies. Alexis de Tocqueville, Democracy in America, 1835. Welcome to the Inland Northwest. Sign greeting arrivals at Spokane Airport. Friday, 4:28 p.m. If 12-year-old Annie Taylor had not chosen to take her little brother William fishing on that particular Friday afternoon in April during the wet North Idaho spring, she never would have seen the execution or looked straight into the eyes of the executioners. But she was angry with her mother. Before they witnessed the killing, they were pushing through the still wet willows near Sand Creek, wearing plastic garbage bags to keep their clothes dry. Upturned alder leaves cupped pools of rainwater from that morning, and beaded spiders' webs sagged beneath branches. When the gray-black fists of storm clouds pushed across the sun, the light muted in the forest and erased the defining edges of the shadows, and the forest plunged into a dispiriting murk. The ground was black, spongy in the forest and sloppy on the trail. Their shoes made sucking sounds as they slogged upstream. Annie and William had left their home on the edge of town, hitched a ride for a few miles with Fiona, the mail lady.